Northlake Endocrinology, Sarah speaking.
Hey Sarah, it's just Bridget from Bowringer. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm just wondering, is Mel in at all today?
Yeah, she is. Just a moment.
Awesome, thank you.
Hi, Bridget.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Oh, pretty good, thanks.
Yeah.
Just a quick one, just regarding Dr. Vishnu's invoice that we did the other day.
Yeah.
Head office had just come back, and I just double check a couple of things. So
yep.
The bank account that's popped on there, the Northlake Endocrinology
yep.
PTY LTT, is
yep.
different to the one when we first filled out his new HCP like registration form.
Oh,
so
yes.
we've got the Northlake Endocrinology
Unit Trust.
Yep,
okay.
That
okay.
one.
All right. Okay,
is that okay
yeah.
to use that one instead?
Yeah, yep, yep. I must have got confused on that one. No,
that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I might have to get you to just refill that. Oh, I can fill it. Actually, I can fix that up. That's fine because we've got the banking account details here.
Yep.
So do you want to just double, do you have it in front of you? I can just double check the bank account numbers with you.
Oh, I know what his bank account is, yeah.
Oh, well, so I've got the 064183 as the BSB.
Yep.
And then I've got 103606.24.
Yeah, yep, that's the unit.
Perfect.
Well.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, excellent. I'll just want to double check. So
yeah.
I'll swap it over.
Yep.
And then one last question. It's probably just my fault because I've put it there.
Yep.
But when I looked, when they looked up the ABN for Dr. Vishnu, it's
mm-hmm.
got him not registered for claiming GST.
Not really. It's the same one we use all the time.
Yeah, so it says that when you look up that number, the Northlake Endocrinology PGY or the ABN, it says not currently registered for GST.
Okay, hold on. ABN numbers 946183.
Oh, you know what? I'm just having a look. Hold on.
That's the unit trust one.
I was going to say, wait, that's the PTY, it's the LTD one, I think, which is the one that...
So which ABN have you got? The one that ends in 031?
Okay. That one is not registered for GST. So I think if I look up maybe the other one... which is the unit trust one. somehow we've got...
all the time.
Okay, 031, does that one come up? It's really annoying. Having a look. Okay, 946183440031. And on the invoice, we've got, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's the normal
so
one.
So that one doesn't, it still
GST
says it's
that
not
one
coming
before,
up.
So,
so it says it's not currently registered for GST. Have you gone to the ABN, like, look up website?
I just went ABN and typed in his number. Do you put something different in there? Do you? ABN plus lookup. Is that what you put?
Oh, so it's called, yeah, so I just looked it up. It's like the ABN search through the Australian government.
ABN.
And then you can just type in the ABN.
46183440031. I can't imagine the account wouldn't have that done. Okay, so Northlake Australian Private not registered for GST. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, so
that's
a bit odd. Yeah, so obviously because the bank account is down for the Northlake, he doesn't have two ABNs, does he? Is it just the one?
Oh, we've got many ABNs.
I wonder if he has a different one for
the
unit trust or something,
one.
Maybe.
You want me to just put you on hold and see if I can find the other one, maybe?
Yeah, because otherwise, see, my only issue is because I feel like we've put that one on the form that he was registered through the company with when we first did that initial form.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's coming up saying no ABN, so we may have to fill out another form if we have one that does want GST paid, or we can just put it through
and
not pay GST.
Yeah, well, that doesn't really matter. I suppose he just doesn't claim that, does he? That's all.
Yeah, so that means
that
just have to change
he just can't get it back, can he?
Yeah, no, so it's a bit, yeah, so he, so, I mean, yeah, I'm happy to wait if you want to give me a call back and have a chat, that's totally
fine.
Have a quick
look and see if there's any BSB ABNs noted on here that I could find quickly for you. Yeah. Well, that's just got the bank account details of where does the ABN number show on this thing? It's in there, manage account. Account transactions, that's not going to help me, is it? Oh, I just can't keep track of all his... Oh, let me hop into the file, see what we can find. Okay, Vishnu, maybe try financial. Okay, it's a fairly new bank account. Let's see. Mature details, it's not mature. It's unit trust. North Lakes Indo, maybe it's that one. What does that tell me? Okay, try this number then.
I'll pop it in and search.
Side open still. 1 2 7 1 6.
1 6. Yeah.
119707. What about that?
1 2 7 1 6 119. Let me have a look. Yes. So this one is a trustee for North Lake Benicuddle Unit Trust,
yep.
And that one says it's registered for
okay.
GST.
All right, so we may need to use that one with the Unit Trust bank account then. So
yes, okay, so I may need to. I will probably need you to be annoying and get one of those forms filled out again because head office will make me. So what I'll do, I'll give them a call back.
Okay, all right.
I'll give head office a call back and see if we need to fill out a whole new form.
Yeah, whole new
if we
form,
do,
yeah.
I'll send it through to you.
Okay, yeah.
And then we can put the Unit Trust bank account and the Unit Trust ABN.
Okay.
And hopefully they can fix that up. And then I'll redo the invoice with
yeah.
that one as well.
Okay.
But let me give them a call back and then
all
I'll
right.
send you an email.
All right. And
thanks,
I'll save
Mel.
The number for any future confusion.
Perfect. Thank you.
All
I'll
right,
talk
thanks,
to you soon.
Sorry, Bridget. Thanks. Okay.
No, you're fine. Bye.
Right. Bye.